Year after year, one of the most consistent items on my Do Something list is to have fun with fashion. Exploring my personal style has added more joy to my everyday life and helped me feel more like myself on the regular. However, I have found that there are some brands I would love to explore more, but they are out of my typical price range. Or there's the it item that I would love to try out, but without the commitment of keeping it. Enter Armoire. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I just did my quiz and have selected a few dresses for the summer from Boden, one of my favorite brands that I can't typically afford. And I also got a double-breasted black blazer from a new-to-me designer, a classic item that I have been on the hunt for but too scared to commit to until I know it's the one. For you expecting mamas, for those who are working, or those who are style-obsessed, who want to switch out your wardrobe with quality pieces without the designer prices, check out this woman-owned company that has your style and your sustainability in mind. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/progress. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/progress to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Monica Packer from About Progress, and this is A Growth Spurt, a bite-sized way you can increase your progress today. Would you think of yourself as a habit person? I know for me and for years, I would have said I am not a habit person because in my mind, a habit person equaled a perfect person. Someone who had a very regimented, consistent life. No room for failure, no wiggle room for mistakes or flub-ups or anything like that. And because of that, that meant I wasn't willing to try to work on certain habits because, again, I thought it had to look a certain way and that I had to look a certain way. This is an idea that is a disservice for all of us because the truth is quite simple. You do not have to be perfect to have good habits. Let me tell you what a good habit person is. A good habit person is someone who consistently supports themselves. You know my redefinition of consistency, doing your best most of the time over time. This means we have room for two big things I want to hit on if you want to be a good habit person. A good habit person has room to be individual. That means they individualize what habits they need and in the ways that they need them, both to match themselves, their personality, their preferences, but also their season and what's going on in their lives that can either inhibit or create space for habits to look a certain way. Quick example on this is we all tend to have certain ideas on what good habits need to look like, down to a prescription on a very particular good habit, like meditation. When you think about meditation, you may think, oh, this means that I meditate for 10 minutes by taking 10 deep breaths and emptying out my mind. And I just keep doing those 10 deep breaths and emptying my mind over and over and over until the 10 minutes is done. Well, that could be one way to do that. But if you were to give yourself some space to individualize what this habit looks like for you so that it supports you, because that's the only purpose, maybe you find you love to meditate following a meditation that someone is sharing for you. Like, you can do this on so many apps out there. There's so many great meditation apps, but you follow along with the meditation almost like a story. It's not about emptying your mind. It's not about just taking deep breaths. It is about getting centered and getting clarity and feeling like you're focusing on yourself. Or maybe your individualized way of meditation is that you take 5 deep breaths and that's it. So when you give yourself permission to look at habits as purely about you and supporting you, then you're also able to make them individual so they match you, your time, your needs, your season, your desires, all of that. The next thing that opening this up does is allows you to have habits that are flexible. When we think of a habit person, we are usually thinking of someone who is so consistent, they're almost like a robot. Like, there is no room for failure. There's no room for deviation or doing things even a little bit differently. Instead, the reverse is true. Being flexible is what makes consistency possible. I'm talking day to day, and I'm also talking big picture. With day to day, if you have flexibility with your habit, that means you're allowed to do it a little bit differently depending on the day, your energy level, your circumstances, what's coming up in terms of interruptions or mental health issues, anything that may come up, so that you can do the habit just a little differently to match that and still have the habit. Big picture, habits being flexible means it's allowed to change with you. Maybe you can up things, like maybe you can up doing more of a meditation or more of a workout or more journaling, or maybe you can be flexible in terms of how you're doing it or how long things take or the intensity of them or not doing them at all. 2023, my flexible way of being a good habit person was that I took several habits off the table completely. Meal planning was off the table. Day planning was off the table. Journaling for myself was off the table. And that flexibility actually helped me prioritize the habits that were the most important for my own support as I was adjusting to being a family of 7. And for me, that meant I was able to prioritize exercise and getting ready and feeding myself. So those habits and being flexible with them helped me have the support I needed. And now guess what? It's still flexible because I am back into meal planning, I'm back into day planning, I'm back into journaling, and I am next wanting to work on meditation. So being a good habit person is not about being perfect. It's about being someone who is consistently supporting themselves. And that's what you can do when you reframe what habits are and what they need to look like, and even yourself as a habit person. I don't want you to stop before you start with good habits because you're convinced you're not a habit person. In other words, you're not perfect. I love helping women form habits that stick through my online course, community, and habit challenge called the Sticky Habit Intensive. You can get on the wait list through the link in my profile. I would love to spend 21 days with you helping you form a habit that you really need the most right now. Before we go, I want to do a progressor spotlight, and this is where I share about someone in our community and what they're doing to work on their progress. This comes from Valerie Winters on Instagram. I talked about how we really needed to take a moment to feed ourselves lunch, and I love what she said here about this. She said, quote, "I homeschool, so even lunch is chaotic at our house. But on Mondays, I make myself something delicious that no one else in the house likes to eat. Broccoli cheese soup, or quiche, etc. And then I eat those leftovers as my lunch for the rest of the week. One day of extra prep means having something delicious to look forward to each day at lunch. And that is such a mood booster for me," unquote. This brought me back, Valerie, to times when Brad worked 6 days a week and I would make a meal like this. After the kids went to bed, I would make a meal that only I would like. And that's what I ate for either lunch or dinner the rest of the week to kind of get myself through. And it definitely were meals that nobody else liked. And I loved that. And actually, that was one of the habits I really prioritized in 2023. I actually don't do this very much now, but I had to then was meal prepping my lunches ahead of time. And I made delicious kale salads or yogurt chia pudding bowls. And they really helped me because things were so chaotic. It was the only way I could actually eat during the day, is making sure I had that prep for myself. Times and seasons, even with these, I think toast on a plate absolutely counts. It's more about taking a moment for yourself. I hope this reframe can really help you lean into creating some good habits for yourself, because they're just there to support you. I'm so glad you took the time to listen. Now go and do something with what you learned today.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.